Today, Daf Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tes. The Gemara is in the midst of discussing a type of kinyan, a type of acquisition. We know there are different ways that a person can acquire different items. And the discussion there that our Gemara is having is actually a type of acquisition, a type of kinyan whose procedure, mechanism, is not orchestrated in a way that can actually affect a positive transaction. So in this context, it says, Hamagbia Arnaki B'Shabbos. A person picks up a wallet on Shabbos, Pashut Shehu Koneh. It's obvious that he becomes the owner over it. Despite the fact that he is not Koneh using one of the regular methods, he's not acquiring it using one of the regular methods. Comes the Rosh in his discussions in the back of the Gemara, the Halachot that the Rosh brings, it's of course in the first parak, Sif Chabez, and he says, Mikan Muchach Dematza Arnaki. Shabbos, if a person, we learn from here, if a person finds a wallet on Shabbos, the Asur, the Taltel, Afalpi, Shehayayare, Shem Yikad Men Acher. We learn from this that a person is not allowed to move it, even though he's afraid that somebody else is going to get to it first. Today's daf is Maseches Bav Metzia, daf Tes. The Gemara is in the midst of discussing a type of kinyan, a type of transaction whose procedure or mechanism is not orchestrated in a way that can affect a positive transaction. So in this context, the Gemara says, Magbia Arnaki B'Shabbos. So the discussion is about a person who picked up a wallet on Shabbos, and She'ein Darkan Shebnei Adam L'Hagbia Arnaki B'Shabbos. That's not a normal thing for a person to pick up on Shabbat, because it is Moktza Achinami Delokani. Would we say that a person wouldn't become the owner over it? Ela Maida Avid Avid Vekani Achinami Maida Avid Avid Ukani. So in other words, the Gemara says he's not something that he's supposed to do. He's not supposed to pick it up because it's set aside. It's Moktza. However, if he did so, he will indeed become the owner. So from here we see the Rosh comes in his discussions in the back on the halacha, mikan muchach de matzah arniki b'shabbos, a person who finds a wallet on Shabbos, the asur letaltel afal pisha hayarei shem yikad menu achar. You're not allowed to move it, even though you're afraid somebody else might come and grab it before you. So what happens, let's say a person finds an ownerless item that is not muksa, comes Rabbi Kiva Eger in his comments, Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamites, and has a question of doubt, he's not sure. Shabbos has this law that we're not allowed to do business transactions. Mekach u'memkar. We're not allowed to have negotiations. That's the application that we have of this concept on Shabbos. At the same time, when a person becomes zoche to hefker, they become able to own it, that's not a monetary transaction activity at all. There's also no concern that a person will come to right as there is nobody standing opposite him to make a deal. And the whole issue of mekach u'memkar, the fear that a person might want to write something down. But here, that concern doesn't happen because it's an item that's just left hefker. It's a totally ownerless thing. There's nobody there that a person is dealing with. So Rabbi Kiva Eger proves from the Shulchan Aruch Shin Ayin Aleph Siv Hey that one may acquire the property of a convert who dies without their heirs, without having any heirs, and he's even allowed to do that on Shabbat. Aruch HaShulchan, for example, in Shin Lamites Chav Beis, proves that one can be zocha to a item of hefker that's not muksa. For if it would be black and white that we cannot become the owner to something that is ownerless, then the Gemara wouldn't have had to say there's no way to fix this. The Gemara wouldn't have even had to come on to it because there's no way to acquire anything on a Shabbat. On a Shabbat, I saw in the Alon Eretz Chemda a question asked on this approach of Rabbi Kiva Eger by the Shalz Chuvas Shevet Sofer, why he wasn't sure about becoming the owner over this ownerless item. So he shares a fundamental idea in the concept of hefker. There are two kinds. When a person makes something ownerless, they say, this doesn't belong to him anymore, they're possessions, let's say, and somebody else comes and is zocha them, this is similar to mekach u'memkar. It's like a transaction. And on this, Rabbi Kiva Eger wasn't sure. But when somebody loses something and has yeush and gives up hope, and now it's hefker, or a convert who died on Shabbos, there's no requirement of the previous owner to transfer the ownership. This kind of hefker, everyone agrees, one may be zocha to this and become the owner of it, even on Shabbat.